Hey, this is Greg Grunberg, a.k.a. your favorite Star Wars character, Snap Wexley, and you are right where you need to be, listening to yet another amazing episode of the Black Squadron podcast.
Welcome back to episode 77 of the Black Squadron podcast. I'm BP, and with me, as always, is Darth Mari and Todd.
so much aggression in that Todd. Darth Mari and Todd.
Todd.
It's in Todd's hands now.
Todd's drowning in Mando content.
I am more than pleased because I started my rewatch of The Mandalorian, starting with episode one, season one, a couple weeks ago, halfway through season two. I still love it. I'm still so much in love.
Maybe I should have been watching that while I was packing. I just started the movies over again. I should have done that. Man, that was...
I think I did the same thing with the movies, Mari, when I moved. I was like, all right, you know what? I got to pack all these toys. I might as well enjoy myself while I'm doing this.
I was like carefully putting Darth Maul in his foam padded protector. And I was like, it wouldn't shut exactly the way that it's like layered. And I was like, oh, please don't break. Like freaking out the entire time.
Just breaks right at the midsection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would happen to me. Yeah.
This right. is canon. It's fine. Everything's good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Somehow Darth Maul has returned.
It comes back more theatrical than ever.
Instead of like just giant spider legs, it's like spider legs and like scorpion tail and
Shakespearean.
Man, now I'm like, ooh, I have clay. I could totally make spider mall. Like it's fine.
I remember at Celebration Chicago, they had the spider legs mall. Gentle Giant had one, and I wasn't like big into collecting at the time. And now I kick myself every time. I'm like, oh, I could have gotten that. Those Hasbro
20th anniversary ones. Yeah. I stood in line for that Spider Mall, and it was gone before I was even halfway through.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And then I tried to win the lottery for the Mall and Kenobi Black Series, the 20th anniversary. I didn't get either one of those either, but I have the Kenobi now. And I've, just between us girls, I've been looking on eBay trying to find the Darth Maul too.
Just girly things.
I want it for under $100, so I'm the search.
At least you've set a limit for yourself.
Yeah,
that's something we rarely do. So, yeah, I know,
right? Darth Maul for $10,000? Well, don't have to bend my arm.
I think I sent you guys one that was a listing. For some reason, they had it for like $77,000.
Yes,
that had to have been like a massive. Like they had a stroke while
posting. Right. They were like.
Or they're just shooting for the moon. I mean,
someone will pay. It's like, oh, there's no rare Darth Maul, this? One of one.
This must be rare.
The best eBay listings are the ones that's like rare, one of a kind, and it'll be like a Target exclusive.
Yeah, yeah. eBay one of one is the script.
It's the peg warming Lando TVC figure.
Yeah. It's peg warming every Lando.
Pour one out for Lando.
Poor Lando.
Hopefully his book sells. All right. Well, speaking of that, let's hop right into the HoloNet headlines.
All right. So it's been quite the month since we last recorded. And I think the funniest thing is this first piece of news came out the day after either I posted the episode, our last episode, or it was like the day after we recorded.
Of course.
The day after we recorded. But The Mandalorian and Grogu are headed to the big screen. So it's going to be directed by Jon Favreau and produced by Favreau, Kathleen Kennedy, Dave Filoni, and it's supposed to go into production in 2024. Now, I think there's still not really confusion, but not a whole lot of certainty around, is this replacing season four of The Mandalorian? Is there going to be like a season four? And then instead of having like a season finale, it's going to just kind of segue right into this movie. I'm curious, this is different than the like Mando universe movie that Dave Filoni is directing. So I'll be very interested to see what Favreau has in mind, if we're going to get. I feel like Filoni took over a little bit more when we got into season two and beyond in Mando. So I'll be curious to see if this kind of goes a little bit more back to the season one roots, where it's more that bounty hunting, you know, episodic
adventure,
different story every kind of episode mentality, or if it's just going to be double down on the Star Wars lore, and it's going to be Bo-Katan riding in the Mythosaur and all kinds of craziness in the background.
Bo-Katan. I was wondering, I saw a couple things that said they were like going to do a trilogy, and that maybe the first release date is 2026. Like, I saw some more stuff.
So I think,
but I don't know if that's all just rumor mill at this point.
I was gonna say, I don't think they've confirmed anything. You know, Star Wars, they never like to confirm. They'll like throw a whole bunch of stuff out there and be like, it'll come eventually. Maybe we might give you a teaser. We might just drop it. You know, who knows? We're gonna keep it all a secret.
Only knows.
Yeah, seriously. But I think this is going to what you said, Mari. I do think that this is going to kind of be a trilogy. And I do think that that third part of the trilogy might kind of be like an Heir to the Empire vibe. So you'd have, as much as this might be controversial, we get like deepfaked Han, Luke, and Leia. So you get the big three back in it and kind of wrap up that era, like that whole between the original trilogy and the sequel trilogy of their story. You get Thrawn. We obviously got Thrawn and Ahsoka. So you kind of have a big bad that you can go towards. And I do think 2026 does sound right. Like, if it's going to go in production in 2024, probably take 2 years, a year and a half, 2 years for it to actually come out with the first one. So I don't know. We'll see. It's exciting. I don't know how I feel necessarily about the switch from Disney Plus to movies. And I'm curious to see if it kind of, if Star Wars takes this approach going forward, where it's introduced a series on Disney Plus because it's more accessible maybe to the every audience, the people who don't want to go to the theaters.
Yeah.
And then build up, and then boom.
Theaters. Force them into the theater.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you want to see how the story concludes. Guess what? Movie time.
You're going to have to pay for that.
I'm going to be unbearable when this movie comes out in the theater.
I think my record is Solo, so I can't wait to like obliterate it every day. Just every single day, like after work, midday lunch, 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, taking meetings from the back of the theater while I'm watching Mando and Grogu.
Absolutely, midnight release, like no doubt.
Oh, if we could do that together, that would be incredible.
Just one giant Star Wars party.
Ugh.
Yeah, I would be.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see if they do any kind of Mando screenings beforehand. So like, you know how with the Infinity Saga, they did like, let's watch all of the Marvel movies in one sitting up to Endgame. I don't think that they would do that necessarily with every season of Mando. And
I was going
to
say, it'd be hard.
But you could see maybe a season 3, or if there's a season 4 that leads into it, you do season 4, one go, and then movie. So
I would do it.
Could be good. I think it's going to be a really fun movie though. Whatever Favreau touches has been good movie wise. Like, I've never had a bad movie that I've seen that he's directed. So I am pretty excited to see what he does with this and then how, where it goes from there.
Heck yes.
Yeah. All the Mando content possible, please. And thank you.
I was going to say, are you going to go to the premiere in your Mando outfit?
I specifically designed my kit to be able to sit down. So yeah. Nice. My first cosplay I've ever built that I can sit down in, and I'm so happy about it.
It's going to be those videos that's like, can I get 2 tickets to the movie? Why? What movie? And it's just BB standing there in his Mandalorian suit. So, very excited. Speaking of Filoni and kind of the Mandoverse, we did get official confirmation in the same kind of press release that this Mando Grogu movie was happening, that Ahsoka Season 2 is in development. And we got a really cool little sketch. You know, Dave Filoni, he loves his little sketches of Ahsoka and Sabine on the, is it the father's hand from the Mortis Arc? Whatever the statue is from the end of Ahsoka. The outstretched hand of the father that we see Balin Skull on. I think it's going to get real, real weird Star Wars in this second season. Like real, like world between worldy, you know, Mortis Arc.
God, the casuals are going to hate that. They're going to think it's just time travel and like dumb Disney quote-unquote shit.
Yeah, I'm The World Between Worlds is so weird. Like, if you don't, if you've never seen Rebels, obviously it's going to be confusing for a lot of people. They're going to be like, well, what do you mean that you can just time travel? Like, they can just go back and stop Palpatine before he returns, or they can just go in.
To those people, I'll say, remember how we told you you should probably watch Rebels before Ahsoka season one came out? You should probably really watch Rebels before Ahsoka season two comes out.
And not just Rebels. You got to watch Clone Wars too, because the Mortis arc is, I mean, watch both anyway, because they're both peak animation. Oh, yeah. Peak animation.
If you really want it, if you really want to know, you're watching both.
Yeah.
All right.
And you're not just watching both. You're watching the breakdowns of both. You're watching, what is it, Star Wars that like puts out the little companion articles for each episode. You're reading those.
You better have Wikipedia open. I want you to be a pro.
Get the art of books.
Yeah. You're going to get real sweaty with it. I'm excited. I like season one. It is going to be a little sad seeing season two without Ray Stevenson, just because he was so incredible in season one. And I'll really be curious to see either who fills in for that character or what they decide to do with that character. Because that's some pretty big shoes to fill.
Yeah, literally.
It's a big man.
Ray Stevenson was a giant.
He was. Oh, man, I'm going to be so bummed not seeing him, because he was so like, he just had that like Darth Vader intimidating aura, but it was like the tactician vibes of like a Thrawn.
Yeah, he was like such a believable Jedi. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to fill that role. Speaking of Disney Plus, Young Jedi Adventures is coming back on February 14th. I think what's today?
Tomorrow.
13th. So tomorrow, as of us recording this, it's Valentine's Day, so get your Young Jedi Adventures on with your loved ones.
It's all planned out. Got the roses, Young Jedi Adventures.
I still need to watch the first batch of episodes. I know they're like designed for kids and they're fun and light, but
I wish I had an Anakin Skywalker figure. I need to buy a Hot Toys.
That was so random.
Young Jedi. I'm gonna watch it with my Anakin Skywalker Hot Toys.
Not the younglings. But the younglings. No. One way to break someone's heart.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We call it Darth Mari for a reason.
That's the Skywalker. They're everywhere.
She may or may not have black 2-inch long talons on every finger right now.
I'm not gonna lie, when you said the Anakin comment, Mari, I was thinking of the Robot Chicken episode where he's like the one where it's Order 66 and he's like, think about the fields of Naboo with Padme, and he's like, I picked you some roses, and it's like all the dead younglings.
I haven't seen that, I need to watch it immediately. I'm gonna send it to you.
It's so like unhinged, but he like imagines like, I can't do this, and he imagines like youngins is like flowers. It's wild.
I'm in.
I'm sending it to you after we record. Like I said, a lot of news, a lot of Disney Plus news. The Acolyte may be coming summer of 2024. I think this was supposed to be earlier in the year. Then we have the strikes, and now allegedly it's coming in 2024. This was reported by Collider. They, I feel like, are pretty good about release date stuff. And I think I saw some other well-known media professionals kind of also confirming this. So I think what we might get is this series is set 50 years before The Phantom Menace. It's like the end of the High Republic era. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the news, but obviously this year is the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. We are getting a special theatrical re-release of The Phantom Menace. I could see, just like Rogue One had a Andor trailer at the end of it when they did that re-release right before Andor, I could easily see us getting some kind of trailer or something Acolyte related around this Phantom Menace re-release, especially since it's going to be May 4th weekend.
Yeah. Kid moves in 25 years. 1999 was like 3 years ago.
I remember being a child walking around Target, Kmart, and all the fun Toys R Us. And seeing the plethora of toys. And now, as an adult, I am trying to re-find all of those toys at a premium price. So it's like poetry. It makes me bankrupt. Oh, man. I'm excited for the Acolyte, though. I think it's going to be fun.
I'm so excited.
Well, yeah, of course, Mari's excited for it because it's dark and scary and Sith-y and...
What do you mean? Todd, are you putting me in a box?
Not at all. I think it's going to be an interesting series, and hopefully we start getting some info about it sooner rather than later, especially if it's coming out in the summer. Obviously, it's award season. And with award season comes all the fun Star Wars awards that they usually get. So the 51st Saturn Awards just recently happened, and Dave Filoni received the George Pal Memorial Award for all of his work in science fiction, everything he's done with Star Wars, everything he did with Star Wars animation, storytelling. So congrats to him. That's awesome. For those who don't know, the Saturn Awards are like a big sci-fi awards. I think it honors specifically sci-fi and that whole genre. Also at the Saturn Awards, Andor, which came out in September of 2022, took home the award for Best New Genre Television Series, and The Bad Batch won Best Animated Television Series for the second year in a row, and season 3 is right around the corner, and I am not emotionally prepared for that. Also, the latest Indiana Jones movie won Best Fantasy Film, Harrison Ford was named Best Film Actor, and John Williams, the maestro himself, won for Best Film Music. Because he doesn't have nearly enough awards at his young age.
Did you guys see Harrison Ford walk on stage for that?
No, yes, is it?
And they were playing the music.
He goes, that goddamn music follows me everywhere. So good.
I can never get a beat on Harrison Ford. Like, I feel like at times he's like, I hate being famous. And then other times he's like, nah, this is cool. This is fine. I love this. It's like the ultimate, like, I hate being Harrison Ford, but also I love being Harrison Ford. Cool. Like I said, it's award season, so the Grammys just happened. And Star Wars Jedi Survivor won Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media. It's a really good soundtrack. The game is really good. I was just replaying it the other day. And
nice.
God, I'm so excited for the third part whenever they decide to give us that, because I'm going to beat it in an healthy short amount of time like I did the first one.
Pull myself away from BG3 to play the third one.
It's gonna be like pulling by like your like feet, like, come on, it's time to go play Star Wars.
I'll be playing BG3 on my PC while playing Survivor or the third one on PlayStation or whatever. Just going on both, like, You won't be able to find me.
You got two controllers in each hand, like, jumping between the two. Have a room of televisions around you. I wonder what the third one's going to be called. Is it going to be like Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Star Wars Jedi Might Not Take a Nap Anymore, Star Wars The Rise of Cal Kestis, like
Jedi Climber.
You can never get into them, right, BP? Because of the kind of the parkour-y elements.
Yeah,
parkour.
It's cool. It's a really cool story and looks incredible. It's just a game itself is not for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Also, actually, before you go, it's February 13th, 2024, and that bogus Bounty Hunters mobile game has still not been released.
Hunters. Well, I feel like we need to have like someone needs to create an account that says like, has Hunters been released yet? And it's like, no.
That has to exist.
Well, I remember when the Bad Batch trailer, which is what I'm about to talk about, there's an account that says, has the Bad Batch trailer come out yet?
Yeah.
And it's like, anything that's like, has XYZ trailer come out is always the funniest when we actually do get that trailer, that announcement or whatever. So like I said, Bad Batch season 3 trailer came out. It slaps. It goes hard in the paint. I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't know if Mari's seen it yet and I don't want to spoil anything for her.
I have not.
So if you've seen it, you know it's great. I'm really excited for it. It is going to kick off on February 21st. So like I said, right around the corner. I cannot believe that it's already like almost the end of February.
I don't know if I can even watch Bad Batch season 3. I'm so worried. I know it's going to happen and I don't want to watch it happen.
I know screeners for your first 8 episodes have already gone out. And like everyone's like, this is like the maybe like some of the best animated Star Wars that's come out in just the first 8 episodes. Whether or not that's actually true, if it's just people like stroking the ego of the Bad Batch, we'll see. I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be a little darker, a little heavier, a little emotionally traumatizing.
I'm going to clutch my Wrecker pillow on my chest and wear my Wrecker helmet while I watch it so no one can see my tears.
Just a lone Wrecker tear. And you know, if he goes out, it's going to be like the most like heart-wrenching, like,
oh yeah,
Oh,
it's gonna be terrible. It's gonna be terrible. I'm so excited.
It's gonna be awful. I can't wait.
It's gonna be like Rise of Skywalker, like Chewbacca finding out that Leia died. Oh, God. Traumatizing.
No, please don't.
Why would you do that, Todd?
Please, I can't stop. Do that, boys. I'm just a boy. I'm just a young child
what
here.
I was a boy.
I don't know if I said this, but February 21st premiere is going to be a 3-episode premiere. I don't know how I feel about these multi-episode premieres, because at the one point, like one hand, you get a lot of Star Wars at once, but then I feel like it's almost too much Star Wars sometimes. Like, it's like if you miss it, then you're multiple episodes behind, and then you're trying to play catch up. And so we'll see.
I won't be in town for that. Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm so you're gonna have to like three episodes
out of town through Sunday that week. Like, come on.
Yep. 3 episodes is a lot of episodes to catch up on. So
yeah.
Oh, they could be 20 minutes long. They could be 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
That's the best thing about Star Wars Disney Plus. You'll never know how much time you're actually getting on an episode. Yeah. True. Like I said, it's the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace this year. And to kind of kick things off, there's been some small things to kick things off, but really kind of kicking the doors down on this 25th anniversary, Empire Magazine is doing a special prequel edition to celebrate not just the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace, but the whole prequel trilogy in kind of its entirety. There's 3 different covers. There's a light side cover that has, you know, your classic light side prequel characters. There's a dark side character that's got all our favorite baddies from the prequel era. And there is, and I kind of wish I was a subscriber to Empire, but it's too much for one magazine to pull the trigger on it. There is a subscriber exclusive cover that is like all of the toys of the prequel era that looks incredible and brings up so many memories. And BP's got it as his phone background. So the shirt company Roosevelt's that I really like, they did a toy box, like an old retro Kenner toy box shirt forever ago. And I'm kind of hoping they do something similar to that cover design as a t-shirt, because that's an instant buy for me. Yeah. I even like, I put the little whisper in their ear, like, hey guys, this would be really cool as a shirt.
Knock,
please.
Knock.
Knock, knock. Just send me one for free and it'll be okay.
It's such a great cover. The toy cover was so good. The only problem is I wanted to use it for my phone wallpaper, but they have Obi-Wan and Maul are so far apart that I can't get both of them on the screen at the same time.
No.
I love that the Maul's cut in half too.
Yeah, I had to go with Obi-Wan because he's my guy.
Of course. The magazine is also going to feature bunch of different interviews from the cast of the prequel trilogy, producers, stunt coordinators, anybody. I think it's everybody except for George Lucas. I don't know if George actually.
I hope there's like a whole like section of just Doug Chang talk, because he's iconic in my circles anyway.
I was gonna say anytime they've ever done a prequel era anniversary panel at Celebration. I feel like he's been on at least the last two for The Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. And his commentary on like the art and sort of the thinking behind every art design, I could just watch that man for hours talk about Star Wars art.
I literally watched a video of him today talking about Droidy Kai. So,
yep.
Our Rolly Boys, sorry.
Our favorite little Rolly Boys. There are a couple little snippets of some of the interviews that have dropped. There's one conversation with Hayden about, it's not just about the prequel era, it's also about just kind of post-prequel era. And one of them is him talking about playing Clone Wars Anakin in Ahsoka and kind of how that was a bucket list thing for him after watching the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Love that for him. There's an interview with Ian McDiarmid where not only does he say Palpatine, which I think is the funny thing.
I wasn't sure how you were going to approach that, but you just went right into it.
Went right for it. I'll just bleep him out. But it's also kind of talking about Palpatine in The Rise of Skywalker. And I feel like he's still very like mixed on how he feels about coming back to play Palpatine. It's like at one point he's like, you know, we thought he was dead, but then JJ said, hey, you want to come back? And he's like, sure, I guess. Like, why not?
How are you going to do it? Yeah. But all right.
And then the last little one, and I can't remember if this came out today or yesterday, was that there was an interview with Samuel L. Jackson, and basically he's still Team Mace Windu is alive, and he wants his own Disney Plus series. And honestly, I know it would be really hard because I think he's in his 70s now, which is also crazy that he was like in his 50s when The Phantom Menace came out. But if they did like a prequel era series around like some of the Jedi of the prequel era. Like you get one about a younger Mace Windu and a younger Ki-Adi Mundi, young Yoda, young Yaddle. We get a little bit of that with Tales of the Jedi, but it would be so cool to see that in like its own series, which maybe we'll get a little bit in the Acolyte. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that comes out on February 15th. I know if you want to pre-order it, it was available. I checked, I think, earlier today, and all the covers are sold out. So I think the best way to try and get your covers is to hit up your local store that carries magazines. So
Barnes & Noble's is probably going to be your best bet. They still have a billion magazines.
Just a whole wall of magazines. Yeah. Last little bit of news, and I already touched on this, but like I said, the Phantom Menace is returning to theaters for the 25th. Anniversary, so it'll be out May 4th weekend, so May 3rd to the 5th, I believe. There is a really, really cool poster that was released with, along with this announcement by Matt Ferguson. If you don't recognize who Matt Ferguson is, he is the one that did the posters for both the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back and the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi. So his posters are incredible. I'm not sure if they're going to give these out during the screenings. I would imagine that they would. If they don't, I have a feeling that Bottleneck Gallery is going to
release them. They tweeted about it.
Yeah, so they posted about it, so I'm assuming that they'll also release it at some point. But we'll see.
Great poster.
Yeah, I love the little subtle nods to the original Phantom Menace poster. Like, you've got a lot of the same characters. I think Padme's a little higher up in the chain now. You still have the Darth Maul eyes in the background. Really great poster. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely check it out. I'm really excited about that. Like I said, we might get some Acolyte related stuff around this, either beforehand or after. But yeah, it's a great way to kick off the 25th anniversary of the Phantom Menace. Like I said, this is kind of the first announcement. I anticipate us getting some more. What are you guys kind of hoping to see now that we're at 25 years of the Phantom Menace? So you anything specific toy wise, hot toys?
Spider Darth Maul. I just want all the Darth Maul.
A boss and ass, like Furby style. he just goes.
I hope they get some of the weird merchandise. Yeah, that's what I mean. The Jar Jar tongue candy. Like, exactly. Could you imagine if they brought something like that back, or like that? The weird creature. I forget what it starts with, but it starts with an M. The Pepsi character that they created.
Oh yeah.
That was like a weird little alien. Love that if they brought back like the Pepsi cans. Like, let's get crazy with it.
Please do the Pepsi cans again. Please.
Let's get weird prequel era merchandising.
I want Pizza Hut, KFC.
Yes.
Just to bring it back. And Taco Bell, bring it back. Let's run it back. Let's do six more cup toppers of characters we didn't get from the first time around. That would be so sick. Like a Droidic High Topper. How awesome would that be?
That would be wild.
God, who else could we get? Let's see here.
I'm trying to remember who was the first round. Like, obviously, we had Maul, we had Amidala, we had Anakin,
Sebulba,
Obi-Wan, and Qui-Gon,
the Gungan general, Boss Nass, Jar Jar, Amidala. I could literally just go back and look because I have them all.
What am I missing? That's the real question.
I am missing two. I am missing Anakin and Sebulba.
Gotcha. I just can't wait to hear two things. Sebulba's pod racer with like the audio just like rocking me back into the seat, and the sweet angelic chorus of Duel of the Fates, high definition surround sound.
Yes.
Did you guys see melting. Phantom Menace in 3D when it came out a couple years ago?
No.
So I actually went, my Facebook memories told me this morning it was 12 years ago? Like, that is.
Yeah. Right. It was 2012 is when they did it.
12 years ago today, I went and saw the 3D Phantom Menace, and it wasn't great. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, the movie was fine. It wasn't a 3D movie that they tried to
show. Right, yeah.
It's like, let's throw a couple random 3D scenes in here that might work. They might not work. Yeah,
it didn't. But it was still fun to see Star Wars in a theater. So,
yeah, it's going to be fun. Anytime we get to go see Star Wars in theaters, I think it's a good time. And obviously something that's just like heavy on the nostalgia for so many people now.
Yeah. I saw Return of the Jedi for May the 4th last year, this in 2023. Yep. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Great. Rogue One, Return of the Jedi, it all just, it hits right in the heart.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Star Wars.
This will be great. I'll watch Fanboys and then I'll go get like 20. I have been on the biggest, like, I need to go get all the Phantom Menace merchandising kick, and yes, it's going to be extremely problematic in a couple of like months when I'm like, I have nowhere to put this stuff.
I see a lot of blank wall back there.
I do too. Don't
be fooled. There's a whole box that I still need to like hang up that I've just been dragging my feet on.
I actually made the decision the other day. I am going to sell my wrestling collection, figure collection, and go hard on episode one Phantom Menace, because I already have a stupid amount of Phantom Menace stuff still like in package, on card or whatever, and just in storage. I was like, man, I could just dump the wrestling figures and go hardcore on these old shitty figures no one wants.
Yeah, people really do. Like, anytime I check eBay, it's like $5, $3. Yeah.
$2. Go to a con. They're giving like, like you buy two, they give you six.
I know what I'm doing at Awesome Con this year.
They don't even bother. No, Awesome Con is the worst.
It's gonna be Funkos
toys. Yeah, it's either Funkos or like weird anime.
Yeah,
or bootleg DVDs.
Yeah, Awesome Con is basically, for me, is just I go to buy art and cosplay. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but it is not Comic Con. Baltimore Comic Con, however, they got the toys.
They got the toys.
And that's my birthday weekend, so I'm going to be there.
Heck yeah, I'm going to be there.
Baltimore. I guess I'll have to be there.
Todd, you should probably be there.
No, I should. You know, when is it again?
September 20th to the 22nd.
That I'm probably going to be on my honeymoon. So,
oh my gosh!
I think that is the actual
year ago. No,
it feels like it at this point. No, actually, that might be the weekend before. We'll see. We'll see. I have to check the. There's so many dates that just blur together right now.
It's so weird how mad that your fiance is going to get when I'm there at your wedding and my Mando. So. He said black tie.
Oh, that's all I got for the news. Like I said, a lot of news. We've been going for half an hour just straight news, which I feel like is crazy because next week it'll be like 10 seconds of news. So on that note, I'm going to toss it back to you, BP, for the cargo hold.
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
All right, cargo hold. As always, we start with our previous week or month's purchases. I think we'll start with Mari this week because she has an absolute boatload of things. Mari?
Yeah, and that boat has a name called Nada.
Mari, what a house, leave her alone.
All of my Star Wars stuff is in boxes right now.
Isn't it normally in boxes, though?
Yeah. Man, I guess.
Boxception.
Yeah, exactly. So, with that really long, you know, segue, I'm going to go to BP. Let's go with BP next.
All right. I got into this little kick where I wanted to have on my monitor in front of me, it was where I work every day too. There's like a little ledge there and it's been empty for the most part. And I was like, I can fill that with Black Series figures. So I like collected all my Black Series figures. I opened a bunch of packages. I was shocking to myself that I opened figures, but I did. But I needed a Paz Vizsla. I needed a heavy Mandalorian. So I found one on eBay for $20 and got him. So now he's here. I got episode 1 and 2 Den. I got regular Beskar Den, Boba Refresh, a Gamorrean Guard, Blacker Sand, Kylo, Darth Vader, Kenobi from the series, and a random what are the troopers called on the trains in Solo? Range trooper. There we go. It's a great Black Series figure. It's got fur and everything. It's great. It's fantastic. Awesome. All right, let me see my rest of my list here. I may have said this last time. I don't remember. It was a month ago. So if I did, deal with it. I got a tie-dye Boba Fett t-shirt from Amazon. It was on sale for $13. So I was like, yeah, I'll take that. It's pretty cool, too. Star Wars Bounty Hunters Omnibus. I got that. I think I might have said that before.
I think you said that one before. But
it do be thick. It is thick.
It can't even go on the shelf. It
requires words are hard for me tonight.
All right, Todd, what'd you get?
I didn't get a whole lot. I got KOTOR and KOTOR 2 on the Switch on an impulse buy because I was like, I have this Switch and I'm bored and I'm going to buy KOTOR again, even though I have it on my PC and I have it, I think, on one other console or basically anywhere you can have Knights of the Old Republic and Knights of the Old Republic 2, I probably have it. So now I have it on my Switch. So that's fun. That's all I bought. I'm very tempted, like I said, to go kind of all in on getting some, not just like episode one merch, but like the weird episode one merch, like the Jar Jar tongue candy and just like getting one that doesn't have the candy so that I don't, you know, die.
I'd be happy to make you that candy.
I might make the tongue candy and just bring it with me to the bring it to the screen and be like, sir, you can't have this, and be like, listen, so we're gonna have to ask you to leave, there's children here. What because I can't have this candy in public?
But it's candy.
Just going, you can have on George R's tongue.
But why are you doing it like that?
Sir, this is a family friendly
weirdest way you can.
Just slowly licking it.
Do you have to gag every time?
Sorry, this candy's 25 years old. So that's where my brain's been at ever since they announced the return of the Phantom Menaces. I'm just getting, I'm going to get weird with it. It's going to be fun. This is actually not me. This is my fiance for AwesomeCon, I think, is going to try and make a Jawa costume.
Nice.
From scratch. So, no. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I hate Jawas.
Perfect. So we're going to make sure we get lots of photos. Yeah, we got, I think, most of the stuff to do it. Never made a costume before, never sewed. And so we'll see how this goes. Could be an absolute dumpster fire. It could be the best thing ever. So
if you,
we'll
see. If you need help in sewing tips, I got you back.
I can sew now.
I taught myself how to sew.
Hey, look at that.
I've sewn a lot for my costume, my Mando kit.
I was going to say, nothing will teach you to life skills quite like making Star Wars costumes.
Sure. I'm actually pretty good at it now. Hand sewing. Yeah. I've never done a little machine.
She's excited, though. This is like her first real, because I know at Celebration Anaheim she did a Darth Maul, but it was like she bought the costume from Amazon and then did the makeup and then proceeded to have someone yell at her because that was the, what was the mask?
Oh, that's right. She
wasn't wearing a mask because you didn't want to mess it up, and then someone next to us kind of ruined it for us, so we got yelled at, had to put a mask on and messed all the makeup up. So hopefully this will be a lot smoother. I think we have to dye the fabric, which is going to be an interesting process, and then cut it and make it.
You can get light up Jawa eyes on Etsy for really cheap, by the way.
Yeah. So there's some stuff. I think we're going to upgrade as we need to, like try and do as much as we can on our own. And then if something gets ridiculous, just be like, all right, let's let's buy this. Let's get this. So it'll be fun. So if you see me at AwesomeCon with a Jawa next to me, just know it's my fiance. She was like, do you want to do one? I was like, that might actually get me thrown in jail because no one wants to see a 6 foot tall Jawa running around. It's actually nightmare fuel.
Damn Jawas.
She's just gonna steal everything. Yeah. He's just gonna be like, where's my jetpack? It's like, well, listen, you know, things happen.
Ooh, I am, full disclosure, I'm on eBay right now looking at Phantom Menace random things. I'm going to put this in our private chat real quick, just so it's $5. I feel like one of you has to buy this.
Is it?
It is a Phantom Menace enamel pin set with Darth Maul, Darth Sidious, a droid, starfighter, and a battle droid, and it's framed.
I might have had that as a kid, honestly. There's so much stuff that I'm like, man, I had this as a child and it's gone now and I am so upset.
So I still have like every single thing from KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. Like, only thing I don't have are the Pogs because I remember specifically losing those. But I just had a memory of the Jar Jar Koosh Ball. Remember those?
I miss the prequel era, man. I really do, for like the merch and the collabs with the fast food, and it's like the weird brands that got in on it because Star Wars was back. Like, it was like a fever dream. I feel like the new generation, the sequel trilogy fan generation, needs to get in on that because they were not old enough to appreciate it.
Ooh, Jedi Comlink walkie talkies, Jar Jar Binks toothpaste. What a time to be alive it was.
I feel like we should see if we can get as many people as possible to share. If you're planning on going to see the Phantom Menace in theaters, share with us what you're going as. If you're dressing up, if you're rocking some prequel era merch, if you're going to get weird and bring Jar Jar candy. I'll be the one person, like, it'll be like everybody's there for a good time, and I'll just be there with like the Jar Jar tongue candy, being like, it's okay, guys, I got us covered.
Just tonguing it. All right. What are we talking about? We're in the cargo hold, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I just bought some pins.
Yes.
No. Mario, I was going to bid against you.
Oh, I just bought that now. I wasn't risking that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But all right, my last thing for cargo hold, I forgot. I want to give you guys an update on my Obi-Wan sideshow order. So I ordered it January 23rd, 2023. Right now, the last payment in shipping and tax is scheduled to come out the 25th of this month. So that means I should have it before our next episode. I cannot wait. It is the Clone Wars Obi-Wan with the light up saber. Can't wait.
Mario, did I tell you that Sideshow's doing a buy one, get one free? I think today's the last day. So if you're listening
to
this,
did you not see my response to that in all caps lock? I just said, Todd!
I just want you to know, I'm just reminding you as a friend and as an enabler.
When does that sale end?
Enable. I'm on the website right now. It is still active.
This is why we only do one episode a month now, so that we don't all go. I think I actually have been saving more money now that we're just down to one episode, because I don't have the impulsive need to go buy like 20 different Star Wars things.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into this toy news here, because we are running out of time. Yeah. Okay. Hot toys. Let's start with hot toys, as we seem to do here anymore. Only one new announcement that I remember or recall. I think it was only one, but they announced the Return of the Jedi 1/6 scale Han Solo in the trench coat, the camo trench coat. So the indoor attack, I guess, was what you call it. So it's $290, and it will ship between January 2025 and June 2025. It looks great. It looks like every Han Solo sideshow they've ever done, so it looks cool. I'm not a huge fan of the hair. I think the hair looks strange, but it's just like the sculpted hair. It's a little too flat. I don't know. Something's off about the head sculpt for me, but that could just be the photos.
I feel like Sideshow still and Hot Toys still kind of struggle with sculpted hair. Like, there's very few characters I've seen them pull off the sculpted hair where it doesn't look a little fakey, obviously plasticky. That Artisan series Anakin they did with the actual real hair.
Yeah.
That was like $600. I was like, ooh, that I can't. But man, if they did some more of those, like real hair, like real hairstyle,
I'd
be a very, very poor man.
They did the Gal Gadot Wonder Woman one, but it was the opposite. It was so bad. it looked like a broom, the end of a broom.
It's because no one can be the chosen one.
Yeah, apparently. All right. Next up, Gentle Giant. They continue to put out great stuff that I still don't know how to buy. Captain, they announced the Captain Enoch Premier Collection statue. It's pretty, I think it was like 13 inches tall, so a little more than 1/6, but it looks awesome. I'd love to have it, but I don't know how to buy it. And then they also announced the Night Trooper 1/6 scale bust, which is a pretty cool, because it's a TK Trooper, but it's the undead version, and most of the helmet's black or graphite. It looks really cool. Again, don't know how to buy it, so if you figure that out, let us know. Lego, 25th anniversary for Lego as well, which is crazy because 1999 was 3 years ago. But they announced two sets that I've noticed that they've announced anyway. So they announced a 1,050 piece R2-D2, which is quite large. It's one of the bigger, taller ones. And it comes with an exclusive minifig of, you guessed it, Darth Malak.
Our favorite R2-D2 companion.
I had to look at the box three times to make sure I was like seeing it right. That it was Darth Malak. But yeah, that is available for pre-order now anywhere you get your Legos. And then the next thing there's four on here. I guess I missed some and Todd added some. Todd added a lot, actually.
I found a lot of toy news.
The next one is my Star Wars moment, as I call it. It's the 502 piece boarding of the Tantive IV. So it's the scene where Vader's bursting through the door. Love that. Comes with three rebels, two TK troopers, and Darth Vader. There's a 921 piece Millennium Falcon. One day, right? And then a 557-piece Invisible Hand Grievous Command Ship from the Revenge of the Sith. Still have half a ship. So if you drop it, it's canon.
Just gonna make like flame effects on the back end of it. It's like, all right, this is fine.
An Anakin mini trooper in the cockpit. clone, and Obi-Wan. Another happy landing. that was a damn good Obi-Wan.
Clip it.
Clone Wars. Clone Trooper and Battle Droid Battle Pack. 215 pieces. 4 Clone Troopers. 2 Battle Droids. A Partridge in a Pear Tree. 3 Super Battle Droids. A Speeder Bike. A Tri-Droid. What's a Tri? Is that the thing that walks around like this?
It's the thing from the battle. I think this is like the Battle of Christophus.
Christofferson?
Christofferson. My favorite person. yeah, it's the like 3. I think it's also on my Guido. It's like the 3 looking. I'll send a picture of it.
Yeah, right. And a Stap Speeder. Those are all 25th anniversary. I thought they did the logo really small for the 25th anniversary on the boxes. I don't think it sticks out hardly at all. I guess you don't collect the box, right? Well, most people. I don't know. Do people collect Legos in box?
Oh yeah. There's a whole. It's all resellers though, like people who buy it with the idea that eventually they'll sell them again.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we're on to TVC's The Vintage Collection. I cannot believe this. The first one is a thing. I feel like we do this every time. A new Luke Skywalker, the X-Wing pilot, again.
Yeah, this is a repack. This is a straight repack.
Axe Wolves. I cannot stop calling wolves. As a privateer, Grogu, a Mandalorian fleet commander, clone Captain Rex from the Bracca mission. Is that the one with the poncho?
I don't think he comes with a poncho, but I think it's from when they were all on Bracca in season 1.
Yeah. The Mandalorian. Can we stop calling him the Mandalorian, for Christ's sake? We know his name. The Mandalorian from the Mines of Mandalore. I don't know if he comes wet or not. LOL.
It's actually just him drowning. Yeah. You open the packaging, and it's just like water just flies out of it. It's
dripping.
Yeah.
A Sabine and Chopper 2-pack from Rebels, not live action.
And I think this is supposed to basically finish out
the ghost.
HasLab ghost crew, so they're on the mural back card back.
That'd be so hard to open those because the card art is so good on all of those.
Yeah, it's kind of cruel of Hasbro to do it that way because, like, if you want the Rebels crew, you have to have the TVC HasLab.
Yeah.
But then you have to open the card, and if you're an opener, it's not an issue. But man, they put a lot of effort into those cards to then not allow you to at least buy 2 unless you buy 2 ghosts, which no fun.
I did not buy 1. I would love to have, though. That's just how I put it. A droid factory set from Ahsoka, so Chopper, C4R4C, Professor Huang, and RD3. The New Republic E-Wing caught me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that. With the KE4N4 Astromech, which is Kenner. And it's got the old school on the top of the Astromech. It's got the teardrop around the eye, or its eye. And that's from the original R2 Kenner. I have up there. I just can't reach it. Then we got some pipeline reveals. I think I've caught this after it was over, so I didn't watch it live. Which is unfortunate because I like watching these things. But they announced another Ahsoka droid 4-pack, which is Ahsoka R7A7, CH33P, which I believe they call them cheap. And then RGG1 4-pack.
And this is from the Clone Wars season 7 version. Season 7. So
that's when she's trying to escape, right? Episode of 66. Yeah,
with the Martell sisters.
Yeah. And then an HK87 droid, which I believe are the droids that like is with Shin Hati when they
the ones that Ahsoka fights that are coming after and then blow up the whole temple.
Yeah, I believe Morgan Elsbeth had him in season 2 as well, regarding her little samurai section. We're getting another Dark Trooper, but this time is on a card instead of a deluxe box, quote-unquote. We're getting Ahsoka from the live-action series. We're getting a Din Djarin, which I wrote Din Djarin, even though it says The Mandalorian on the card. Bo-Katan and Daddy Van, which on the streets is known as Cobb Van. But around these parts, it's Daddy Van.
It is kind of crazy, because it's been 2 years since Book of Boba Fett came out, right?
Yeah.
So that sounded about right. And we're just now getting the Cobb Van figure from that series.
Yep.
Wow.
You got to capitalize on that heat from the episode release, you know?
Oh, yes. My favorite Cobb Vanth figure. The one where it's just the red shirt.
Yeah. No armor. All right. Retros. They've grown on me quite a bit. I really enjoy this line. But we're getting a Revenge of the Sith Anakin, which I love that. I'm the more Anakin, the better. We're getting the Attack of the Clones, Padme, and the Gladiator. Jesus.
Auditorial.
Words are so hard. Why are we doing a podcast? Right?
We're having a hard time this evening.
It's a good thing that this is a spoken show.
We're getting a Mace Windu and a Jango Fett, which I thought was hilarious that they packaged them in the same line. General Grievous and then a Phase 2 Clone Trooper. And as a reminder, a hairdryer will take that retro sticker right off the card, and it'll look so much better.
Hot tips with BP.
Do not use a heat gun. Learn that the hard way.
You won't have a card back.
No, it just burns. The bubble just evaporates. it was a lesson learned. All right, Black Series. We're back to Black Series. Phase 1 Clone Trooper, a Droidekai.
There you go.
Have to have it. How good that's going to look out of package. Like, so good. Grand Admiral Thrawn, which I believe is the live action version.
Mm-hmm.
A Jedi Fallen Order 3 pack, which is technically leaked, right?
Yeah, I don't think this is official. It was pipeline, but it wasn't like people have actually found the carded package figures, whatever.
I saw the picture. I mean, it looks great. We're getting a second sister, an Inquisitor Cal Kestis, and a Purge Trooper. Pipeline reveals were also IG-12, Grogu, and an Enzelin 3-pack, which I imagine is just going to be a regular size package, right? So you can fit Grogu and then Enzelin easily.
Can you imagine if it's like a gigantic package and it's just like IG-12 and then like two tiny little figures right next to it?
We're also getting a random Mandalorian Night Owl, which I think is awesome. Like, the more Mandos, the better. I'm here for it. We're getting another Jedi Survivor 3-pack, a B1, a B2 Super Battle Droid, and I believe it was a Magna Trooper. Is that what they're called?
One of the Magna Guards.
Magna Guard. Magna Guard, not Trooper. That's what it was. I couldn't think of the name until right this second. We're also getting a Super Battle Droid single carded, or however you want to call Black Series. And then I'm so happy to hear this because I don't have to make it and have to deal with a gloss black. A Moff Gideon Mando helmet. So
I might have to get my first helmet.
It's so dope. Like, I want to make one, but I don't want to deal with I don't want to deal with the red visor, and I don't want to deal with the black gloss, because black gloss is a pain in the ass to work with. So I'm very excited about this one. The box is going to be massive to deal with those horns, unless they're in the box and you assemble
it. Removable,
They might be like screw in, screw out kind of thing.
Or just pop in. Like, once you pop them in, they're in.
Yeah.
I kind of hope that they add some sound effects like they do for the X-Wing helmets. Like the Luke Skywalker X-Wing, where it's like it plays like a whole battle sequence. I don't know what they would do for Moff Gideon, but that could be pretty cool. Some Mandalorian sounds.
Yeah, I'm all in. I need it. I gotta have it.
I got a mighty need.
I have a need.
Pretty excited for that one, actually.
Need for Moff Gideon Mando.
Well, Mario, I'm glad you're finally joining us in the world of helmet collecting. I hope you have plenty of shelf space, because it quickly disappears.
It's a dangerous game, friendo.
I actually had to stop for a minute, and now I'm like, maybe it's time.
There's this baby room in here.
You know, there's a little room right there. I can put another shelf.
One day you're sitting in your apartment and you see 30 helmets. You're like, what am I doing with my life?
How did I get to this point?
How do I have 30? Like, where do they come from?
I look at my box of TVC sometimes. I'm like, how did I get here? What happened to me? Yeah. And then I go on eBay and say, oh, these Phantom Menace figures look real nice.
Ooh, only $5.
Oh, this is how that happens.
That's nothing. All right. Well, I suppose we should move on. But we have a new segment debuting on this very episode called Sacred Text. And this new segment is run by the one and only Darth Murray.
Time it is. For you to look past a pile of old books. The Sacred Jedi Texts.
Ooh, read them, have you?
Well, on page turners, they were not.
Oh, well, thank you, BP. So the Sacred Texts, we're going to be announcing kind of just some highlights of new books and comic book releases, just because there are a lot of texts that come out with Star Wars re-releases, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to go over some highlights that were announced recently. There's a new Ahsoka 8 comic book miniseries announced for a July release. And I believe this one was supposed to be based off the show, which I'm pretty excited for. Yes. Yeah. I collect a lot of the show comic books, so this will just be another one to put in there.
A fine addition to your collection.
Exactly.
I really hope that they don't do what they've been doing recently with these, where they just like, it's like a weird Photoshop version of their faces instead of drawing the characters.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure like what anyone's thinking with that.
I don't know, but it looks so bad. It takes me out of the story. It's so hard to look at. But covers looked great that they've shown so far.
Yeah. A lot of the covers that they have coming out for like March, and I only saw a couple of the other ones throughout the next several months, but March covers are incredible. So going into that, we now have a Mace Windu comic book. Number one was released this week, I believe. Yes, yeah, this week. And it actually introduces a new pirate character, Azita Cruz.
Ooh.
I don't know if this is in my box or not. I am supposed to get all Star Wars comics, so if it's not, that's a problem, but I'm not currently picking up books because I don't want to pack them. So
just take them from one box and put them in another box.
Exactly. but I'm excited to learn about this new character. Billy D. Williams released his book. I forgot to put the title in there.
What Have We Here?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. but that book is out now. I don't know if I'm going to pick that one up.
He's coming to DC this weekend, literally this weekend, to talk about it and sign books. I unfortunately cannot go, and I'm pretty peeved about it.
I actually definitely can't go, but that would have been pretty cool. There's a new Visions comic series coming out. And the title was released by the covers. The covers for these look so beautiful, as they always do. But the title is The Ronin and the Droid, and that is releasing March 20th.
What a solid name.
Those Visions, like the show and the books, like they're lovely. I'm a big fan. There's a new Jango Fett 4 comic miniseries coming out. Todd, let's go.
The covers that they've been releasing for this have been insane.
My favorite headless character.
Exactly. Yeah.
Spoiler.
Sorry if you haven't seen Attack of the Clones. I'm very excited about this though.
Yeah, me too. I think that one will be really neat to like dive more into.
Is the Jango Fett's the one that's kind of funny because it has the Women's History Month cover. So it's a Jango Fett book, but it's got Rose on the cover.
Yep.
Like, could have done a worse thing. Like, that makes a little more sense.
Just, you know, it's who's actually making design choices out here.
keep people on their toes. Be like, oh yeah, Jango Fett, my favorite sequel trilogy character.
Yeah. I thought it was fake when I first saw it, and I was like, whoa, someone did a really cool job on a blank cover. Nope, it's dead ass real.
This is canon. This is all canon.
I don't remember if I said the date, but that also releases March 20th. And then I threw this one in there because it's my boy. Darth Maul Black, White, and Red issue number one is arriving in April. I have the Black, White, and Red Darth Vader. Like, I love this type of art where it's just...
All three covers looked great.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for this series. I mean, obviously, but... Yeah.
just a little bit of bias here.
Put Darth Maul on it and I'm in. But the art for these books has just been phenomenal. So I actually really enjoy collecting them also. So yeah, that's kind of going to do it for the highlights. There were a bunch of High Republic era releases, and there's a bunch of reprints happening celebrating that.
It's really hard to keep up with the High Republic announcements. Like, it's only three a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'll start putting High Republic stuff on here. And I was like, I'll be talking forever.
it's a lot.
I still got to get into the High Republic, especially before Acolyte comes out, because I feel like it's going to be a little bit. I don't think it'll be as much like Ahsoka, but if you know that little extra, then you're going to get a little treat, little taste of it.
I recommend it. It's good. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a new book, a new novel, a new YA, a new comic, a new
something. So many different comics. And I'm like, there's only four of this one and you're moving on to another one. Stop it.
Yeah. They're pumping out content.
Yeah.
It is kind of cool to think about, like, when they announced this, what was it, in 2019? It's 2020 something. I think it was, what, 2019? 2018? 2019? I think it was 2019. It was like San Diego Comic-Con, like right after Celebration, or New York Comic-Con right after Celebration Chicago, maybe.
Unless it was New York.
I know it was one of the big, maybe New York Comic-Con. And they did their own special press conference or something. I just remember like the idea of it at the time, and like just seeing how much it's grown. And now it's like in multiple different medias and
taking over everything.
Well, it's just crazy. Like, how much content there is for like this one little thing. And now you've got the Acolyte and you've got just all kinds of craziness that's stemming from it. So
big fan. Can't wait. Want more. Want it all.
We'll at some point get into it. Promise.
maybe we'll do a book club. Little book club. Yeah. Like everybody reads.
Ooh, I love that idea. Let's do it. Sure.
That might be fun. As part of the sacred text, this is how we come up with ideas. We just what's this? Live on camera.
All right. Well, thanks, Mario, for that. We're gonna keep doing the sacred text moving forward, and they'll have a little jingle for it even at some point whenever I can get off my ass and do it.
Actually gonna be BP just doing a little jingle.
I'll take the Darth Maul Kenobi scream and just do books.
You have to go into the middle of a desert though, and you have to drop to your knees when you scream it.
Books.
Can you just cameo Sam Witwer to do that?
I think that he would not care for that if we used it constantly. But you know what? I've sent worse DMs, you know? Sam, I've sent worse requests.
Huge fan. Love your work. A slightly odd request. Can you go to the middle of the desert, drop to your knees, and scream books for us and record yourself doing it?
Same way you did with Kenobi.
The same inflection. I'll give you $1,000. No questions asked.
All right. So I have two questions for you guys. Really one. So you know how I mentioned it a moment ago where I got the Obi-Wan 20th anniversary. I'm looking for the Maul 20th anniversary. There was a celebration.
Yeah.
So since then, they've released Mace Windu on the same card back, Qui-Gon on the card back, and Jar Jar on that card back. For the 25th anniversary, what are two characters you would like to see a Black Series on that vintage card back?
Is there a Padme? I would love a Padme. Ooh, in what outfit?
That's the real question.
Yeah.
That gladiatorial costume is spot on. So that one would be pretty sick.
But that's Attack of the Clones.
Oh, that's right. Shit.
You do have robe Padme, though, and her big giant queen robes.
That's the image. I think that one would look good. Yeah.
Let's see. So we've got Obi-Wan, Maul, Qui-Gon. I don't think there's an Anakin. So I think if we're going to get a Padme, we have to get an Anakin.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
The little necklace that he makes as an accessory.
Oh my God, that'd be so cute.
You can really tug at the heartstrings.
Lose it in a hot second if you open it.
Exactly. Yeah, and then maybe a Captain Panaka?
Rick Ollie, perhaps?
Hey, wait a second. Who's the... Oh man, who is it? I'm blanking on his name, but he's the pilot that gets blown up, but he also does... sound design for why am I blanking so hard on his name right now?
Is it Ben Burtt?
No. Oh man, it's gonna hit me like as soon as we stop recording too. he's done so much like at celebrations too that I'm like, I don't know why I'm blanking on his name. But it's gonna drive me nuts. I'm gonna have to look it up afterwards. But he's the one with the goatee that's like flying and he's the only pilot to get blown up that's like shown blowing up. Why am I blanking on his name?
Ooh, what do you think about it? Watto.
Yep, Sebulba.
Really cool.
Sebulba would be cool.
Sebulba would be cool.
Aura Sing would be cool.
Ooh, what about Chancellor Valorum? That'd be a peg warmer.
Or even Senator Palpatine.
Yeah.
I will buy nothing with Palpatine, so sure.
I'm gonna buy it for you and give it to you. That way you're forced to have it.
Maz Amita.
I'm gonna strike it with lightning somehow.
Just put it out like on top of like a weather vane. All right, this is where you belong, Palpatine.
Ben Quadaneros.
Just any of the pod racers.
Yeah.
So cool. Oh, what's the two-headed?
No way. A pod racing 4-pack.
I was like, literally just thinking.
Like the old back. School Phantom Menace box.
Yeah.
And it's just the four of them. Oh God, that'd be so sick! Black Series size would be huge.
We're available for marketing, Casper.
Well, yes, what would be really cool is obviously since they brought back micro machines to a degree with the micro galaxy squadrons or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
If they went all in and did like a remake of the micro machine Bunta Eve classic set.
Oh yeah,
that'd be so cool, so good, and just have all the little tiny pod racers and
oh my gosh.
Oh,
Q-tip fans, that'd be so sick. I would love that.
Oh, man. I love the prequel era so much.
It's so good. So good.
I absolutely adore it.
Me too.
Like I said, we gotta start reaching out to some of these toy manufacturers and be like, so listen, you might have heard of us. You might not have heard of us. Probably haven't. But let me introduce myself. I've got a lot of ideas. We're gonna make you so much money.
In my apartment, I'm a pretty big deal.
I take home 6 figures a week. I'd like to brag.
Oh no, we're talking toys.
Toys, 100%. 100%. Come on now. I'm rich in plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Money poor. Plastic rich.
You can't take money with you when you die, so I'm going to be buried with all of my toys.
Yeah, that we are the living embodiment of the meme of I bring home 7 figures a month. They're toys. So before I get into the rest of this of what we're up to the next before our new episode comes out after this episode, I full disclosure just DM'd Todd and Mark to batshit crazy eBay listings I think that everyone should buy. One is a Darth Maul flip phone, and the other is a Droidic High yo-yo.
I want both of them so badly.
That unhinged style of marketing and toys is just amazing, and that is such my childhood. I love it.
It's going to be really fun when we start like a bidding war with each other over these things. Why is all this good at $70? Wait a second. You're bidding on this too?
Before you bid on anything Phantom Menace for real over the next month, text first to make sure.
Yeah. you're not bidding on this, right?
Oh, you are? Well, best of luck.
Yeah.
I'll see you on the streets.
So we are going to go forward with what we're going to be up to for the next, we'll say month, since the next episode won't come out until mid-March. So, my God, should we do an in-person recording? Because we'll be together at AwesomeCon?
Might be a little bit challenging logistically, but...
We could do like a reel. We could do just something real quick.
Anyway, we're going to be together March 8th, 9th, or 10th. Probably...
9th.
9th.
Yeah, that's Saturday.
At AwesomeCon.
We're looking at.
At AwesomeCon. So if you're going to AwesomeCon in DC, you see us. I'll be in head to toe Black Mandalorian. Todd will be with a thief. Mari is walking Sith. So if you feel an aura of hate and just power, it's her.
Rage.
But no, yeah, for real though, we'll be there. And if you are going, let us know. We'd love to meet you and say hey and all that good jazz. And then. Mari has a little bit of a Darth Mari. I apologize. Please do not end me. Event to announce via the podcast. So Mari, take it away.
Yeah. So some of you may know that I own a comic shop called Comic Logic here in Ashburn, Virginia. And on May the 4th, it is Free Comic Book Day, which is an event that happens every single year. It just so happens that this year it also falls on Star Wars Day. So to celebrate our 10th free comic book day at Comic Logic, we will have the man beneath the helmet, the Mandalorian, Brendan Wayne, at our shop. He will be there signing, chatting from 11 to 4. So if you're in the area, highly recommend you come out. We're talking about maybe doing some tattoos on hand. We're hopefully going to have a bunch of people in costume.
I will be there. I will be there with two costumes.
Oh, wow.
I will be Darth Revan and my Mando. So
I love that. Yes. So I'm trying to make this as Star Wars-y as possible, being that it's me. So
let's talk about the tattoo thing real quick, because no bullshit. I have been trying to find a tattoo artist to put. I want to get Obi-Wan's lightsaber right here.
You might have to talk to him beforehand, because what will end up happening is, if this does happen, it'll be like a flash sheet and there will be like maybe 10, 15 designs that you can choose from. But you can always talk to him beforehand. He's a very good friend of mine. So he's like one of my besties. So, yeah.
Also, I can draw it on myself.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know if that's allowed, but so, yeah, Brendan Wayne will be at Comic Logic May the 4th. For Free Comic Book Day. Come get free books. Come get an autograph. Say hi
to Star Wars.
To the Mandalorian himself. There is actually no cover charge to see Brendan. You can literally just come in, say hi, and that's it. He's really nice. I have met him. I've spent time with him, and he loves the fandom. So even if you just want to say hi, come out and do it. If you want an autograph, he will be charging for that. But just to say hi doesn't cost a thing.
Black Squadron will be there. Obviously, Mari's got an investment into it. I'll be there, as I've been requested. And Todd may be there.
I'm hoping Todd will come.
I should be able to. I just gotta make sure that I don't have anything else that weekend, but I should be good to go. It's May 4th weekend, so I usually just clear and say no one's allowed to talk to me.
This is Star Wars weekend.
This is my Super Bowl. This is my major holiday. It's my Christmas. It's my Thanksgiving.
I canceled Philly Expo for this, so I'm excited.
Oh my gosh. I feel so special.
I am jazzed.
I know it's Brendan Wayne, but I'll take some of that too.
I'm just going for Mari.
Yay!
Should be fun though. It's always free comic book day. I feel like it's always a good time. And this is just like a combination of that plus all of our love of Star Wars. So
there will be giveaways. Like, we're going to have some raffles and stuff. I have a couple things that I've been wanting somebody else to take them home, like books that I accidentally bought two of. So you might end up with more than free comic book day. Free comic book day comics that day.
I might have some. I'll also have some duplicate books. It's like, it's hard to remember everything. All right,
it is.
We have some duplicate figures too.
I don't want to talk about that.
Just a couple.
I don't even want to know. If it happens, it happens, I suppose. But all right. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything you want to bring up?
It's gonna be a fun couple months.
Yeah, I literally am jazzed, like so excited for the 25th anniversary. I know we did the 20th obviously 5 years ago, but I don't recall. I mean, it was during COVID, so it wasn't like a big hoopla for the most part, or COVID-ish. Yeah. So I'm excited for the show. And obviously, they're doing a lot more for 25 than they did 20. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to more stuff coming out and more things I can waste money on.
Invest money.
Invest.
In.
Yeah, it's an investment for sure.
They're not at all diminishing returns on these toys.
This Darth Maul compact phone, which I don't even it includes a 10-foot connector cord. Is this a real phone?
What?
Oh, you see, you thought you were being funny, and now you're like, wait a second. You're trapped on a mountain with very limited cell service, and all of a sudden, Darth Maul's going to come to the rescue.
It says 2 sound effect button with the voices of the evil Sith Lords. It does have a real... It's real!
Need it!
You can use this if you have a landline in your house still.
I won't have a landline.
No, I cut our landline.
10 feet of cord. There's also an Amidala companion phone if you want to be on both sides of the force there. But anyway, it's $13.
Buys landline.
Oh, man.
Stupid phone.
In case anybody was wondering what we'll be doing for the rest of the night, it'll pretty much be sending eBay listings to each other of random, odd Star Wars Episode 1 merch and marketing. Tell you what, if you've got fun, wild, crazy Episode 1 merch listings that you can find, send it to us and we'll
want to see them.
Maybe buy it, maybe not. Maybe we'll share it on social media and someone will buy it.
There's a very real chance that I'll purchase it.
Just feed into the habits.
Within reason.
You can be the reason we blow money.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Oh, man, it's too late now, but 30 different Star Wars Attack of the Clones Valentine's Day cards mint sealed in box, and they're foil.
Dang it!
Oh, a Jar Jar Mountain Dew can opened. $30. Now we're getting crazy.
There we go.
All right. I think that's going to do it for this episode. I'm looking forward to our next episode when I tell you about all the stupid things I bought Phantom Menace for Cargo Hold. So get really excited for that. But until then, remember, the Force will be with you always.